Well, we move to high school football now, and happy to welcome in for the first time this fall assistant coach with the Madison Bulldogs, Joe Bundy. Coach, thanks a lot for joining us here tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, as we mentioned off there, it's been an interesting season for the Bulldogs. Currently sit at 3-3 and opened up with wins over Dakota Valley and Canton, and then just got in kind of a rut, lost three games, the first time in quite some time that they've had a three-game losing streak. Came back with a nice win against Milbank this past Friday, but let's talk about the first two games of the year. An exciting win over Dakota Valley, 28-26, and then defeating Canton on the road, 34-21. You know, again, programs and Dakota Valley's having, both those teams are having a nice season. In fact, you take a look at the opponent win-loss, only one team that you guys have faced has a losing record, so it's been a ride.
Yeah, this was definitely a gauntlet of a season, especially this first part. It's just been crazy, yeah.
Well, you know, when you take a look at, I think the team hit their stride in that second game against Canton, 34-21, and you know, this the Bulldogs, they like to pass the football, and that the first two games things were really clicking.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, something that we try to do is take what the defense has given us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in that first game, we ran the ball really well. And then Canton came out and, you know, ran a defense where we couldn't really run the ball. And so, you know, we put the ball in Tyler Tappy's hands and he threw the ball around a little bit and we had some success there. So it's always nice that you can kind of change up the game plan from week to week and, you know, not be one-dimensional.
And then the three-game losing streak, but it makes me chuckle. I had an opportunity against Del Rapids, came up just short, led Brookings at halftime, and then fell a little flat in the second half, and then an overtime loss to T-Area, where had opportunities late in the game for a field goal, and then an overtime. And one of those where you walk away from the game and it's like, shoot.
Yeah.
We could have had one of those.
Yeah, and you know, you walk away from those and you think we're right there. Like, those are, you know, obviously number one and number two in the state with the, with Del Rapids and with T. And so we're not, you know, we weren't discouraged. We know we're right there. We're upset that, you know, we didn't make those plays that we needed to. But, you know, it's something that we can build on.
And then taking a look here at the Milbank matchup this last Friday, and Coach Anderson mentioned a rainy night up in Milbank and having to battle the elements. Really a good defensive performance, limiting Milbank to just a touchdown.
Yeah, and I think that's something that, you know, we've ridden our defense the last, you know, 6 years or whatever.
Yep.
You know, Coach Hodgins does a great job putting together a game plan and getting those guys in the right spots. And so especially on a night like that where you have some rain, you have some weather stuff, and, you know, you play solid defense and then make a couple things happen on offense and you're in business.
So, again, sitting at 3-3 on the year, but – it seems different than a you're at 500. No, this is different. I feel like, again, you mentioned you kind of walked off the field a couple of times and just said, you know, we feel good. We feel like we're kind of right there. And so really, you know, you've got the last quarter of the season here and an opportunity to strengthen that seed points and whatnot and where you guys are at. But it's a different 3-3 feel.
Yeah, I mean, we try to have high standards. Like, we don't want to lose three games on the year. But when they're losses like we had, it makes it a little bit easier to swallow. But still, hopefully, that's pushing us and driving our kids a little bit. You know, we haven't had, you know, a three loss year in a while now, and so you know, getting that so early in the season, hopefully, that's something that's, you know, gives us a little push forward.
Mm-hmm. Chatting with assistant coach Joe Bundy here of the Madison Bulldogs on the Coach's Corner show. And, you know, taking a look, coming up Friday, a big matchup with West Central. I believe they're at 3-3 as well. And they've probably kind of feeling the same boat that we're better than where our record is at. And so this will be a pivotal matchup come Friday at home.
Yeah, and, you know, this is one of the biggest rivalry games, I feel like. You know, when I was playing here in Madison, it was always West Central that was, you know, the dominant team. And so I think it's been fun for us to be able to play with them and compete. And so when you get a matchup like this, when, you know, like you said, we're both 3-3 and we're looking to turn our seasons around a little bit here and get some momentum, you know, this game's huge.
And not only that, but I think the final two as well, Lennox at home and then on the road at Sioux Falls Christian. Just an opportunity, I think, for this team to put that three losses behind them, and as you said, you know, kind of gain some momentum heading into the playoffs.
Right. Yeah. And you know, it's always nice to finish the season like we're doing with some hard teams still. I remember a couple years ago, we had, I think our last three games were kind of cakewalks for us, and then we got to the playoffs and we weren't ready to play. Mm-hmm. And so doing it like this, where we have a couple of hard, you know, games coming up here to finish out, where we can compete and just get better, I think that's going to help us out a lot.
Obviously, this team, you know, I think a lot of upperclassmen obviously playing at a high level, and Tyler Tappy at quarterback, but there are a lot of weapons on this team as well.
Yeah, and which is always nice, because like I said, we can game plan differently for whoever we're playing, and you know, our kids, you know, they want to be good, and so you have you know, our running back has had a couple of really nice games and runs the ball hard for us. It's Trey Smith, and mm-hmm. He's just a sophomore, but you know, is really kind of a leader on our team, just, you know, pushing forward. And Tappy does a great job out there. We got Carter Bergheim out mm-hmm. at wide receiver, who makes some big plays for us, and so we kind of got guys everywhere, and so we just need to make sure that we're getting them the ball and, you know, taking what the defense gives us.
You know, we know football is a game of inches, and we talked about some of the losses, a play here or there. You hope that they learn from those situations so that it doesn't repeat itself, especially when the lights become a little brighter once you get towards the end of the season and hopefully into the playoffs.
Right, yeah. Everything's got to be, you know, something that you learn from in the game of football. And that's why it's so good when you're applying that to life, too, because, I mean, bad things are going to happen. What are you going to do about it?
Right.
You know, you learn from it, and then, you know, we come back, and hopefully, you know, us as coaches even, we're learning what our kids are good at and what we need to work on in practice, or what we can rely on as a play in crunch time. And so all that stuff kind of comes together, and hopefully, like you said, towards the end of the year here, we start clicking a little bit more.
Well, just circling back once again, you know, this Friday's game, we was just talking with Coach Anderson. Obviously, Mother Nature sounds like is going to be a factor. And so, you know, both teams have to play in those conditions. And, you know, it'll be interesting. West Central, is they like to run the football. And so I think Friday night's game, it's going to be an interesting one, but to me it's setting up, much like Saturday's game, to be an old-fashioned football game.
Yeah, and that's something that Coach Hodges has been saying all week, like, this is going to be one of those games where the weather is so bad that you're going to be talking about this for 20 years. And you're not going to remember maybe who won or who lost, but, like, we played in this horrible weather. And so that kind of adds an element of fun to it. And like you said, we're going to have to run the ball. And so it's going to be kind of an old school matchup. And, you know, we're going to have to do some things that, you know, we haven't had to do because, you know, our passing game is so strong. But I think it's a good challenge for us, and I think it's something that will ultimately help us grow.
Madison Bulldogs sit at 3-3 on the season, but have themselves in a playoff spot as of right now. And still three games to go on the season, but they've put themselves in a great position. And again, only one opponent so far that's had a losing record. So the strength of the schedule is there. And, you know, I think it'll be interesting down this home stretch, like we talked about. Can you learn from those past mistakes? Because this is a team that I think that has talent to go deep into November.
Yeah, and that's what we've been talking about. We just got to finish, take care of business, and make sure that we are doing all we can to finish strong and, you know, win out these last three games. And if we can do that, I think the C points will take care of themselves and put us in a good position.
Bulldogs. I'm trying to put Madison the Bulldogs together. Madison Bulldogs, 3-3, and assistant coach Joe Bundy joining us here. Coach, we'll let you break out, and but good luck here over the next couple of weeks, and make sure to stay warm on Friday.
Yeah, thank you.